Welcome, welcome, dear Happiness Reloaded Members. Hallo und einen wunderschönen guten Abend, liebe Happiness Reloader. Ich bin ja heute more than honored to welcome Jane Warr, also known as Trainer Jane. Hi, Jane. Good evening, good
Hi.
Afternoon.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So you are a person who really does what she loves. So will you tell our audience what you do and how you got there? I'm so excited.
Sure. Thank you. There's so many different versions of the story for sure, because it's been an interesting journey. So the company is called Selling on the Spot Marketplace, or that is how I started. So by title, I'm a communications and sales trainer. And what I've done is 7 years ago, I had a one-time idea. I always think it's fascinating when somebody has a one-time idea, but it turns into something because it's taking care of our community. And therefore, if somebody wants it, then, you know, that's where the opportunity is to build something. So 7 years ago, I put on a one-time event that looks like a networking event, but is different because especially then, especially in my neighborhood, which was east of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, we had a lot of amazing networking events, and a lot of them were for women only. And a lot of them, or almost all of them, were just essentially social clubs, and they had rules saying no business was allowed. And ultimately, we're in business because we want to grow our business. We can't thrive till sales happen. So whether we need to sell, have a product or a service to be selling, we need sellers and we need buyers. And we need transactions to be permitted and the connections made. So I put on a one-time event. People loved it. And month after month, they asked me to bring it back. I waited a solid year. And then November of 2015, I put it on for the first time as a monthly event in my local area, in-person events, of course, before COVID, and it took off. So just last week was the 6-year anniversary of us at Selling on the Spot Marketplace. Thank you. So it's my desire to help entrepreneurs, business owners, and sales professionals originally in my local area that started this all, to host events where we don't just network, but we sell our products and services ethically, efficiently, and effectively. That is our tagline. And we've certainly grown tremendously over the last 6 years.
That's such an amazing story. And you put the whole thing on an online basis during the COVID situation, the first lockdowns, right?
Yes, we fortunately had the foresight. I already had the vision of taking the company into other areas by doing it over Zoom. Zoom just wasn't nearly as popular. So COVID was a blessing to many of us in regards to business and being able to expand globally, of course, because of it. So fortunately, from the in-person days, which were all over Southern Ontario and going into other countries, we actually opened in Iceland with in-person events before COVID. And in the US, and in the US as well. But we then tested it on Zoom twice. And people absolutely loved it because they thought, we don't have to drive anywhere. We don't have to set up a table like a vendor show. It was so much easier. It was still friendly because of the environment that we put on. And all of our events start with introduction as to how the event is run and why we're so unique. And in that, it's considered sales training. So people loved it. And it, as soon as COVID happened, that exact weekend, I said, no problem, we're ready. The PowerPoint's ready. I know how to do it online. And the very first Wednesday, we were already not only putting on weekly events then, but it was a matter of just marketing, telling everybody we were here, we were ready. You know, despite COVID, join us online and business is as usual for us in our format.
Do you think with that whole concept, you found kind of your place in life where you belong to, where you think, yeah, that's it. That's what I always wanted to do. That makes me happy. That makes me passionate.
Great question. Thank you. I already knew I wanted to do this probably 3 years ago, because at that time it was just me doing the in-person events, and I was driving to any and every location because people started saying, can you bring it to my city? And of course I said yes. And I was driving up to 4 hours for these different events. And then even boards of trade and the local mayor said, can you put on the event for their business community? And I said, yes. And at the same time, people were asking me, would I ever license the model? Could they license or franchise it from me? And that's, of course, when I really realized that I had created something awesome because people wanted more of it. So I then turned it into a licensing model in Canada and the US first. And then COVID happened about half a year later, which then meant the business got far more recognized. And we have a global community, over 35 countries around the world now, that have participated in our online events, as well as are part of our global community on Facebook.
Wow, that was my next question. You went global with it, 35 countries. So that means if anyone in this audience wants to present his or her products or services, they should contact you and get the chance to do it on a global basis.
Sure. And yeah, so most of our events currently are held in North America. So I, for example, I'm on the Atlantic coast of Canada currently. So 5 hours time difference from you. And so we're all in different time zones, but most of us are in North America. But we also host events for the European market. So third Thursday of the month at 1:30 Toronto time, 7:30 Central European time. I always have to know my time zones. And that way, if you and your community wants to specifically market to those in Canada or on the Eastern time zone or Western Pacific Standard time zone, for example, or in Europe specifically, then we have a market for you.
That's amazing. So I have one more question because I'm an Iceland fan. How did you get the idea to go to Iceland first?
Well, do you believe in manifesting?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So do I. So I've been manifesting Iceland in my life. It was my number two bucket list. I always joke about number two. Number two bucket list location for my life. For years and years and years, I kept saying I wanted to go to Iceland. I was supposed to run the marathon once there, and it was the same time the volcano erupted, so I canceled the trip. And for years, I'm like, Iceland, I just want to go. And then one day in Toronto, I was the sponsor of a large event, and a lovely Icelandic woman happened to be in town at that event, walked past my booth and said, this is awesome. Could she license it in Iceland? And within weeks, we put that together. I even flew there for the launch. It was so exciting because that got me there. So it was my business that got me to Iceland finally. It was like a legit business trip to write off and the whole bit. And we added some vacation time, and it's a beautiful, stunning, stunning country, amazing people. If it wasn't for COVID, I had planned to go back the following July because I wanted to see it in their summer as well. I believe I manifested all of it. That's like, where do I want to go personally? Where do I want to go with the business and make the two work together?
Yeah. And that brings me to, because I always talk about manifesting and vision boarding here in that group. And so when you are watching live now, tell us about your experiences with manifesting and vision boards. And if you want to get in contact with Jane, then just comment below. And if you're not live, hashtag replay, because then we will answer your questions later. Right. So I have a question I ask all my guests. Is there something like a gold nugget advice you want to give our audience? Some of them are artists, some of them are entrepreneurs, some of them are like thinking of how to change their life in a self-employed direction. Is there some advice you want to give?
I would definitely say embrace being uncomfortable. Because of course, if you're holding yourself back, if you're in your comfort zone, it's not going to happen, right? It's that kind of, somebody actually asked me about that today. And I said, leap and the net will appear, because they want to make their next step. They're scared to, they've never done it before. And I'm like, but you can't reap the rewards till you take that step. So similarly to how I put on that first event, it was like, well, I needed to test it, if you want to call it that. And when I put it on Zoom, I had to test if that would work. When I turned it into a licensing model, I had to test it to see if it worked. So I had to take that first step. Trust me, I was uncomfortable. I didn't know if it was going to work. There's time, there's money, everything invested into each step every time I've grown the business. Mm-hmm. And it's believing in myself, believing in my model, but being okay, being uncomfortable and letting what happens happens, because I believe in manifesting. So I manifest for the positive, and then I'm not surprised when positive comes my way.
That's lovely. It's like, whenever you have an idea, right, the best thing to do is to like leave your comfort zone, because otherwise there will be no chance to let it grow. So that's one amazing thing, people out there, leave your comfort zone, take a look and embrace it. Jane, thank you so much. I have one more question. That trainer chain, how did it come to that?
So again, great question. I love that question. It was actually one of my clients in the past that it wasn't even her that called me that. It was her students. She was a teacher, like a traditional teacher in a school of small children. And they were saying, were you going to have a meeting today with Trainer Jane? And so every time she saw me in person at that time, then she kept saying, hi, Trainer Jane. Hi, Trainer Jane. So as soon as I opened my business differently than how I knew her at the time, it was a no-brainer. I didn't even question calling myself anything else, because I knew it was easy to say, easy to spell. People are remembering it, right? And it's followed me since then. So to this day, lots of people call me Trainer Jane. Some people don't know my last name. Some people call me TJ. It all works. I'll respond to all of it.
I love that so much.
Well, because I'm a trainer, I'm not a coach, you know, so there's a differentiator there too. And yes, I'm a speaker and have been on different platforms for sure. But ultimately, I'm a trainer. I love to train the community how to be better, how to make things easier, faster, more fun, that sort of thing. So Trainer Jane is me.
That's lovely. And I like the more fun part, especially. I like it.
It should be fun.
Yeah, it should be, right.
Should it all feel like work, right?
So thank you so much for your advice, your story, and your energy here in this group. Thank you so much for being my guest. And again, to all of you watching us, please leave your comments, your questions, your remarks, whatever, your thumbs up and your hearts. And see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.